Weather conditions in the Midwest will slowly dry down as we go forward through the next few days, but another storm system is expected late this week that will set back the drying trend for the lower parts of the region. Most of the precipitation that occurs today, tomorrow, and Wednesday will be focused on the Great Lakes region, where mist and very light drizzle, maybe a couple of rain showers, will occur periodically there as a deep upper-level low-pressure system continues to pump brief periods of light precipitation across some of the region from Minnesota into Michigan and southward into northernmost parts of Indiana and Ohio. For the most part, the precipitation will not be significant, but it will be coupled with cool temperatures this week, and the combination will not favor good drying conditions. We'll expect to see high temperatures in the Great Lakes region limited to the 40s and 50s this week. The same will be true for the upper parts of the Midwest, including the eastern Dakotas and parts of Minnesota. Further to the south, high temperatures will often be in the 50s and 60s, which will still be somewhat sluggish for drying across parts of the region, and there will be some other showers possible periodically across parts of those areas as well. The early outlook here suggests that lingering showers will occur mostly in the easternmost parts of the Midwest here rather early today. Otherwise, we're not expecting to see a lot of precipitation across the Midwest outside of the Great Lakes region and the upper Mississippi River Basin. There will be a few showers that will pop up overnight tonight and into the day tomorrow across the lowermost parts of the region, but that precipitation will be highly erratic and mostly quite light, not likely to produce more than a couple tenths of an inch of moisture, if that. And the shower activity that will occur at that time will disappear as we get into Wednesday night and into early Thursday morning. Another dry day for much of the Midwest will occur Thursday, but as we go into Friday, that storm system I mentioned previously will form in the central plains and work its way eastward through the lower parts of the Midwest as we go from Friday into Saturday morning. The storm system could produce a couple tenths to three quarters of an inch of rain. We'll keep an eye on that system. It might be a bigger event than what is being advertised. After that, several days of good drying conditions will occur once again, with the exception of the Great Lakes region, where there will be, again, some drizzle and some showers occurring periodically. The temperatures will try to rebound a little bit as we get into the weekend and next week, but there is a reinforcing shot of cooler air that's advertised for portions of the northern and eastern Midwest that will likely keep temperatures below average in those areas. The western Corn Belt will likely see somewhat improvement as far as warming bias is concerned. We will see the ground firm up a little bit quicker, with a better farming activity likely to occur as a result of that. Again, this will be late in the weekend through the early to middle part of next week. Lower portions of the U.S. Delta and parts of the southeastern states will also see frequent rainfall as we move forward through the coming week. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.